You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Hey, everybody. Today, I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show.
Hi, I'm Tanya Janka, and I am the CEO and founder of WeHackPurple, an online community for people who really want to make secure software and new friends. Both of my aunts and 3 out of 5 of my uncles are computer scientists. And my uncle made me a computer when I was quite young in the 80s that would say, "Hello, Tanya, I'm Mikey." And we could type things in and then it would say things back to us. And it could only say so many things, but he programmed it just for us. And we thought that was pretty incredible, me and my little sister. And so then fast forward to high school, and my parents said, "You know, you need to take one programming class. Like, we need you to just try everything." And I'm one of those weird people where I was good at everything. So I got awards for mathematics and drama. And I remember when it came time to pick to go to college or university, I got accepted to everything I applied for. But I also had schools just offer me acceptance to things I hadn't applied for, which was pretty exciting. And my parents are like, "So whatever you pick, you're going to do that for a long time, eh?" And so I thought about it, and of all the classes that I was in, I really liked the people in my computer science class the best. And I was like, "Well, those are my people. So I'm going to study computer science in college." And I loved it. I started working at a startup while I was still in college. I started my own company the moment I graduated with a bunch of other graduates. Like, this is the right place for me. While I was in high school, I already started working at an IT company called Nortel. And then I worked at a couple different companies when I was in college, and I tried starting my own company. It didn't work. And I started doing consulting and just programming. And then a friend got me into the Canadian government, and it was very, very steady. So I got to do a lot of interesting stuff in the government. I got to do anti-terrorism stuff, which I can't tell you about, but it's exciting to have your work help save lives. I also got to be the CISO, the Chief Information Security Officer, for the election in 2015 when we elected Justin Trudeau for the first time. But I got to switch from programming over into security in the Canadian government. And so I got to learn, in my opinion, like a lot of really cool things. And so being able to go through fake security incidents with your peers and learn from each other and each other's experiences, and just being able to call someone at another department because you spent 2 days with them and saying, like, "Listen, I need help. Like, have you seen this before? Are you seeing this on your network?" I found that really amazing. And that's the thing that like private industry doesn't do. So private industry does cool things too, just to be clear. So eventually I left the Canadian government because I was recruited by Microsoft. So partway through my career in the government, I switched over to security, and the security training costs a fortune. It is way more expensive than software developer training, like 4x the cost. And so I started helping run the OWASP chapter in my city, the Open Web Application Security Project. And I started finding professional mentors within that community. And then eventually I started becoming the leader of the chapter. And my co-leader said, "You know, Tanya, you should present." And I was like, "Nope." And he's like, what are you afraid of? But eventually, like with his support and a whole bunch of other people's support in the community, I did a presentation. And I remember I was so scared. My heart was being so loud. I was like, how will they even hear me speaking? So I went up and I did it, and it was not at all bad. Everyone was lovely, just like, and so this became my evil plan for getting myself trained up and like learning all about AppSec. And so I just started speaking at conferences, and that's how Microsoft ended up recruiting me. They're like, hey, this is incredible. And so I did that for a while, and it was really fun. And I got to travel basically the whole world, which was absolutely amazing. But then at Microsoft, they're like, you know, we don't want to fly you to literally every country on the planet and exhaust you. How can we make this scale? So I started doing online streams. And they're like, what if you write a blog post? So I was like, okay. And so then they kept saying, like, how can we make this scale? Like, how can we help more people? And so then I was like, I'm going to write a book. And they're like, yeah, you should do it. And then I was like, I'm going to start my own company. And they're like, oh, no, that's not what we meant. But they were just, so I have to say, like, a lot of my colleagues were just like so ridiculously, ridiculously supportive. Like, they're like, we're sad you're leaving, but we still think you're cool. And so that was great. And so then I started WeHack Purple. And WeHack Purple has grown and morphed, and we now, I believe we have 6,700 people in our community, and we have, I think, like 11 free courses. So at first it was just me presenting, but now we have community members present to each other. And it's just been really beautiful to see that grow. I've had some adversity. I had some pretty intense harassment this summer, and I actually got to the point where I had to phone the police and like get some video cameras and like add physical safety to my home because it was really quite terrifying. And I reached out to the community, and the community reached back. And so like I explained, like, I'm really afraid here. They've set up this Reddit page so that they can organize their harassment of me on multiple platforms. They're trying to figure out where I live. I have little ones at home. Like, this is really upsetting. And so many people had calls with me, sent me emails, sent me messages of support. And it was just like the community being like, this is not okay. And we need to help make sure you're safe if we want to have people like you who create content and events and stuff for and help make sure our community continues to exist. I want the internet to be a safer place for everyone, not just security experts. I would hope that they found my work helpful, that I encouraged them to do, in my opinion, the right thing, which is make more secure software. Like, take those extra steps, fix that scary bug, do the test, even though it's a pain in the butt to run the testing tool, but you need to know if it's okay. Like, I don't want us to need to use a VPN when we connect to a network in public. I don't want people to have to reset their Facebook settings 4,000 times because they've undone the privacy things you did. I want it to be naturally secure by default for every technology so that people like my mom, a mathematician chemist, who's very, very smart, but she's not a technologist. I want every person to be able to be safe on the internet and use technology safely.
Hey everybody, today I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. and we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show.